Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Additional Deputy Commissioner and Chief Executive Officer of Mokokchung Municipal Council, Atsungba Waling, has cautioned commercial establishments against unauthorized use of domestic LPG cylinders for commercial purposes. In this regard, Mr. Waling has notified various rules under Clause 3C of the Liquefied Petroleum Gas Regulation of Supply and Distribution Order 2000.
All commercial establishments, including hotels, restaurants, bakeries, tea stalls, canteens and other business entities operating within Mokokchung Municipal Jurisdiction, will use only commercial LPG cylinders supplied by authorized distributors for commercial activities. The use of domestic LPG cylinders 14.2 kg for any commercial purpose is strictly prohibited. Any violation of this order will invite penal action as per the Essential Commodities Act 1955, in addition to sealing of the establishment, imposition of fines, cancellation of trade permit and other actions as deemed fit by the competent authority. Karhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
Additional Deputy Commissioner Pungro Nilezo Tep issued partial restriction on vehicular movement between Zengki River and Kyusum Town from 3rd to 31st October. The restriction is being enforced to facilitate and expedite earth cutting, road resurfacing and installation of new drainage pipes.
According to the advisory, vehicular movement will be restricted between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. However, medical emergencies and those on essential government duties will be exempted from the restrictions. In this regard, the public has been advised to plan their travel accordingly to minimize inconvenience. Karhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
The DC has further directed the executing company Northeast Construction to ensure that the site is properly secured and work is completed within the stipulated time. The centre has issued an advisory to all states and union territories on the rational use of cough syrups in the pediatric population. The Union Health Ministry has advised that cough and cold medications should not be prescribed or dispensed to children below 2 years. It said these are generally not recommended for children below 5 years, and above that, any use should follow careful clinical evaluation with close supervision and strict adherence to appropriate dosing and avoiding multiple drug combinations. The ministry has written a letter to the Director of Health Services of all states and union territories in this regard. It said that most acute cough illnesses in children are self-limiting and often resolve without pharmacological intervention. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced the GST on agro-based and eco-friendly wood substitutes to ease the financial burden on small and medium businesses. Under GST 2.0, tax rates on various wood-based products such as rice husk board, glass fiber reinforced gypsum board and jute particle board has been lowered from 12% to 5%. Similarly, the GST on sheets for veneering, bamboo flooring, cask, barrels, vats, tubs of wood have also been brought down to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. Along with this, the GST rates on other wood items including cement bonded particle board and sisal fiber board will now attract 5% tax slab. The rationalization under the new GST structure will create a range of positive effects for the agroforestry sector and consumers. The move will further encourage sustainable manufacturing and MSME competitiveness. United Sangtam Gazetted Officers Union celebrated its 25th anniversary in Kifire yesterday. Speaking at the celebration, Advisor for ITNC Economics and Statistics Evaluation, Setronkyu, called on the officers to adopt a change in mindset and to contribute ideas and suggestions for progress. He encouraged the officers to give due importance to their roles and to guide the citizens while urging them to earn the trust of both society and the government. Also speaking at the event, Advisor for Fire and Emergency Services, Home Guards and Civil Defense, S. Kisumyu Yimchunger, appealed to the union to act as a bridge for peace in the district by helping to address differences between the communities. Asserting that the state government is working diligently to develop the district, the advisor announced that the water supply pipeline project for Kifiri Town has already been approved and will be implemented soon. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees today from New Delhi. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. he will inaugurate 1,200 vocational skill labs established in Navodaya Vidyalayas and Eklavya model residential schools across 34 states and UTs. The Prime Minister will also facilitate ITI toppers at Kaushal Dikshan Samaroh. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.